All right, so you're thinking about launching a business, or maybe you're already in it up to your eyeballs.
That's awesome.
But you're smart to be looking into market research because,
Yeah.
honestly, even the best business idea,
It has to connect with people, right?
it has to connect with people who will actually buy it.
Yeah.
We're doing a deep dive into your notes on this
Yeah,
because
the drones are good.
market research is like taking the temperature,
No, my
the
dog.
pulse of your future customers before you even get going.
Before you even open shop. Yeah.
So
It's exciting stuff.
it is. So tell me, like, what's the big deal?
The big deal is that it's about replacing those assumptions that we all have as entrepreneurs with real evidence,
Okay.
which honestly is a superpower as a business owner. You know, there's this recent study by CB Insights that found that 42% of startups fail because they're just not solving a real need in the market.
Oh, wow.
That's huge.
That is
They
huge.
might have had a great product,
Right.
a great team,
Yeah.
but ultimately nobody wanted it.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So it's more than just are my gut feelings, right?
So much more.
Let me
It's
talk.
about like finding those hidden opportunities.
Right.
It's like those aha moments that just totally set your business apart.
Okay.
It's like the story of WD-40.
Okay.
You know, WD-40.
Yeah.
It was originally designed for missiles to
Well,
prevent rust.
really?
Yeah, like on missiles.
Huh.
It took them a while to find their people.
I use that on everything.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's the power of market research.
They found a need that they didn't even know was there.
So you're saying it's not just about avoiding failure.
It's about uncovering potential
Right.
that you didn't even know was there.
Okay.
Like, think about it. You might be passionate about craft beer, but market research could show
Yeah.
that what your town really wants is kombucha.
Okay.
You're still in beverages,
Right.
but you're aligning your passion with what people actually want.
I'm starting to get it now.
Good.
So market research,
No.
it's a big term.
It's broad.
What are we actually talking about here?
Lots of things.
Okay.
It's a whole world.
So we talked about like why market research is so important.
It's huge.
Yeah, but how do we actually do it?
So what
Like,
would you
what
just,
are the tools?
yeah.
What's in our toolbox?
Think of it like detective work. You're piecing together clues
Right.
to like really understand your audience.
Okay.
And one of the most valuable tools is primary research.
Yeah, primary
It's
research.
going straight to the source.
Okay, so tell me about primary research.
So let's go back to that kombucha brewery we were talking about.
Okay.
It could be something as simple as creating a survey online,
Yeah.
asking people about their favorite flavors
Okay.
or how much they would pay for a bottle.
Right.
Would they even drink it?
Right. What?
Or you could do in-depth interviews
Okay.
with potential customers to really dig deep into
Right.
what they want.
So surveys, interviews,
Yeah.
that all makes sense, but
There's more.
is there more?
Yeah. Don't
Okay.
forget about just observing.
Observing.
Yeah, like go to the park.
Okay.
See how many people have reusable water bottles.
Interesting.
See what I mean?
Okay.
About keeping your eyes open
I like it.
to what's going on around you.
Okay, but what about all the data that's already out there?
You're talking about secondary research.
Secondary research. Oh.
It's a gold mine.
Okay.
Think government data
Okay.
on consumer trends
Right.
or industry reports on the beverage industry. Or even just look at your competitors.
Okay.
See what
Yeah.
they're doing.
So that could save a lot of time and money, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's often more affordable than primary research.
Right.
But the trade-off is that it's not specifically about your business.
Oh, okay. I see.
Like a government report might say that kombucha is popular,
Right.
but it won't tell you what people in your town want.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
Yeah, that makes sense.
it's about finding the right balance
Okay.
between those broad insights
Yeah.
and then really digging deep.
Okay, so this is starting to make sense now.
Good.
But for those of us who aren't like data analysts,
Right.
how do we actually put this into practice?
Yeah.
So, okay, we've talked about the tools and everything, but for those of us who don't work with data every day, how can we actually use this stuff?
Yeah, you don't need a giant budget or
Okay.
like a degree in data science to make this work.
That's good to hear.
Let's start with something you probably already have,
Okay.
your website analytics.
Yeah, you mean like Google Analytics?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I've always found that a little.
A little intimidating,
Yeah.
but it's seriously amazing.
Okay.
It's like a gold mine of information.
Really?
Yeah. And honestly, it's not as hard as you think.
Okay.
Like Google Analytics can tell you so much,
Like what?
like who's on your website,
Okay.
where they're coming from, what pages are keeping their attention.
Oh, interesting.
It's like you get to see what your customers are thinking, yeah,
Okay.
24/7.
So, like, if I see a bunch of people on my kombucha recipe page,
Yeah.
Maybe that means I should make like a downloadable recipe book or something.
Exactly. Or let's say you notice you're getting a ton of traffic from Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
That tells you your social media stuff is working.
Right.
Maybe put more energy into that.
Okay. That makes sense.
Social media is like a giant focus group.
Yeah, it's true.
We're just waiting for you to ask them questions.
So how do we do it?
You can test out different ads.
Okay.
See what people respond to.
Like A/B testing kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
So maybe you have two different Facebook ads.
Yeah.
One is all about how healthy your kombucha is.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one talks about the flavors.
Right.
See which one performs better.
And that tells me what my audience cares about.
Bingo.
Okay.
And don't just talk, listen to.
Okay.
Follow the hashtags.
Right.
Look at your competitors' comments.
Okay.
You might be surprised what you learn.
It's like free research.
Exactly.
So now we have all this data.
Yeah.
But how do we actually use it?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
It's like market research is giving you the map.
Okay.
Not just the destination.
Oh, I like that.
So let's say you do a survey.
Okay.
And you find out people love your kombucha.
Yeah.
But they think it's too expensive. That stings. But it's good information.
Right.
Maybe you need to change your pricing.
Okay.
Or figure out cheaper ways to make it.
Right.
Or maybe just do a better job explaining why it's worth the price.
So be ready to change course.
Exactly. Be flexible.
Okay.
You got to listen to the data.
Makes sense.
That's how you build a strong business.
This has been awesome.
It's been fun.
So we've gone from like why market research matters.
The why.
To the how.
Yes.
And how to actually use it.
Exactly.
Any final thoughts?
Don't be afraid to get started.
Yeah, just go for it.
You can always adjust as you go.
Perfect.
Just stay curious, keep learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Get out there, do your research, and watch your business grow.
That's what we like to hear.